Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whisperers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here in our safe zone together and to be able to bring forth another discussion. I hope you all have had a great week. I know I have had a pretty good week. It's been a little action-packed. It's coming to the end of the year, so, you know, it's a little hectic. So that's why this topic today is going to be really important. So, you know, make sure you all are following us, and don't forget, I want you to join the conversation. So please call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And don't forget, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous. They have put a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes. So you can drop your comments, your questions, if you want me to repeat something, or maybe you have a great point that you would like for me to even state or to read on the radio, just leave it in the comment box because you know your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And listen, I'm excited today because in our private Zoom room, we have a fabulous group of ladies here. They're called the Legacy Leaders. And guess what? They're out of Pittsburgh, PA, and they're all former attorneys. Yes, I know. I was like, oh, wait, I got to make sure I'm saying this correct and have everything just so. But it was just so great. I've had a great time prior to us coming live, chatting with them, and they are so ready for this discussion. It's great to connect with them. And if you would like to be host your own private Zoom group, make sure you email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And listen, did you get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? The ladies are all saying yes and thank you. Well, if you didn't, I'm so sorry. You have got to join our newsletter because you're missing it. We're giving fabulous tips. We even have something brand new in there. And wait a minute, guys, let me tell you this. We have something spectacular that we're going to be launching in the new year. And I'm going to tell you about it a little bit more as we go through and get ready for, you know, our hiatus. So don't forget to tune in next week because I'm going to go over some broadcasting notes and tell you some things that we're going to be launching come the new year. So it's going to be exciting. So, you know, but if you want to get your copy of our newsletter so you get the cocktail mocktail, all the greatness that's in there, click the live link that's in the description box and subscribe. Trust me, you'll thank me later. And don't forget, I want you to call in and join the discussion. So you can call in at 516-595-8091. So listen, I told you last week that this discussion actually stemmed from a letter that I received from one of our whisperers. So I'm going to read the letter to you all, and then we're going to really get into our topic, okay? So the letter says here, "Dear Sonia, I've been struggling to find a little quality time for myself. I work in a hybrid system, meaning I'm physically in the office 3 days a week and home 2 days. I'm a wife, mother, caregiver, because we oversee my in-laws' affairs due to some circumstances and as well as aging. And I'm launching my own natural product business the first part of 2022. Sonia, I'm finding myself struggling to find time for ME. I'm tired and feel like my ever-ready battery is running low. How do I find time for me?" Oh my goodness, I love this letter. Wow. You know what? thank you so much for such a transparent letter. I love that you wrote in and that we get to have this discussion with all of you and with you. Thank you so much. You know, I like to start all of our discussions off with a very clear meaning or definition. And this is no different, so we're going to get into this. And so we're going to get the understanding of self-care. So self-care means the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. So let me give that to you again. Self-care, the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. See, Whisperers, I'm excited to bring this discussion to life today because I know so many individuals that are personally struggling with this very thing. Trust me. I mean, I hear it from men and women that are burning the candles at both ends of the candle. The ladies in the box, oh my goodness, you'll be seeing our life. That's a lot of people's lives. Trust me. You know, many times we tend to prioritize any and everything before ourselves and just leave a thimble spoonful for ourselves, which isn't enough to replenish or refresh your very being. What can a real thimble spoon do for us? I mean, if you really look at it, when we're just leaving just such a small part, we're really not tapping in or engaging in a proper manner for us. See, this is the other part of it that we have to adjust our mind to as well. See, it's a society in which people are expected to work long hours and pass on vacations. There is an underlying belief that we must always be productive. You know, always moving, always growing, always gaining. But that may not always be the best thing for you. See, as people, we are constantly pushing ourselves, even when our very bodies are trying to tell us how tired it is. And then you're wondering, you know, why you can't effectively manage your stress levels, why you can't seem to connect or have a clear thought even. Or you could even wonder why you can't effectively have, you know, a good weight loss routine or maybe a good diet, because you're just on that constant, you know, running, that, as they say, that hamster wheel that is spinning and spinning and spinning. And do you realize that when we don't have the ability to slow down, our bodies don't have the moment that it needs to reset in that short span? And that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I even see people, because with what I do and everything that we're a part of, when we're speaking to them and we're working with them from the fashion psychology side of it, a lot of times we'll get to work with clients and they're so tired. Like they tell me, you know, I sleep and I'm just exhausted. Well, a lot of that comes from a part of it from when they're going to bed. 9 times out of 10, they're working up to the point of getting ready to go to bed. Either it's trying to get the house cleaned up, things prepared for the next day, maybe prepping food or doing everything else, checking their emails, checking their voicemails, doing this, doing that. And then they get in bed, they lay down, and they go to sleep, but they never really let their brain switch off from one thing and go into another. It's just automatic. It's like just going, going, going. You know, see, Whisperers, that proverbial burning the candle at both ends comes with a significant, notice, a significant consequence, which may lead to burnout, depression, anxiety. And some people even, they get so, this overwhelmed feeling that they can even lose their hair. I've even seen this in many people. See, when we engage in self-care routines, it's clinically proven to reduce or even eliminate these negative effects that lack of self-care brings forth. But the single most common reason people give to me for not participating or practicing in self-care is due to the lack of time. Oh my goodness, this must have just got everybody, because one of the ladies in the chat box in here says that it just seems like there's no time for self. There seems to be never a moment that you just can just put your finger on a button for you. That's a powerful statement in itself, because, you know, many of us have a lot going on, me included. Because, see, this is the thing. You all get to hear me on the radio here at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, but you don't realize all of what I've had to do prior to this. I've had clients. I've had speaking engagements. I've had recordings. I've had interviews. I've done a little bit of everything. I have my daughter is homeschooled, so we have a little time that I have to try to, you know, segue in there so I can see her, talk with her, and different things of that sort. So you really want to be able to try to maneuver things. But see, that's why we have to take time out every day. Notice I said every day. I didn't say once every 5 weeks. Every day, even if it's minimal. That's what's so important, that people don't realize that self-care is every day. But I want you all to understand something that is even larger, that you can have a clear picture of self-care too. It doesn't have to cost you a dime to do it. There's ladies in here, they're like, what? It's true. It's true. It doesn't have to cost you a dime. And so in turn, self-care can be accomplished in the comforts of your very own home. And I'm going to take a second to really go through this with you, because we really want to dissect this and get into this conversation. This conversation is so important to me. I even have something I'm going to share with you in a little bit later in this discussion as well, that I have something special just for all of you all. And you know what? And I'm going to tap into this deeply, because I want you to realize this is not just a woman thing. This is also a man thing, because both parties are guilty. See, and what we have to realize is this, that in the pandemic that we are living in, so many times many of us have had, you know, to switch up our lives and have done things so differently, and that we've been so in close company with all those that we love, our families or whatever, who is in our home, that maybe we've forgotten to prioritize ourselves. See, when self-care is done, you can take literally 10 minutes to just sit quietly and breathe. Do nothing else but focus on your breathing. When I said it does not cost you anything to do self-care, it's because you can invest the quality you need into self without putting out a dime. I know a good friend of mine, she is dynamic and her energy is beautiful. And she was telling me that as she was going through all of this, and that she's been, you know, with her practice and everything, she had stated to me that she had found that she was feeling a little overwhelmed. She was tired, and she realized that she wasn't really taking care of herself. So she said what she decided to do, instead of working and getting all things and even sitting down at her desk, having something to eat, whatever, and I'm an advocate for this. I even teach my clients that when it's time to eat, get away from your computer. Get away from your desk. Go sit at a table, go sit somewhere else that you can decompress and focus that moment just on you, which means taking your time to eat your lunch, drink your water, hydrate properly, and just have a little bit of you time. I'm being told that we have someone in the queue, and I'm going to go to the phones and see before we continue on, and let's see. Thank you for calling Whispers in a Bottle. You're live. Hello. I don't hear him. Okay. But that's okay. If you want to come on, you just let us know. Don't feel bad or anything like that. If you're nervous, if you're just listening, that's fine too. If you have a question, put it in the chat box and I'll get to it. I promise you. So the other thing is what I was saying is that, you know, we want to make sure that we're taking that time, because when we slow ourselves down in that way, we're able to kind of like refocus, rechannel, and reset our minds. And that is important throughout a day. You know, I need you to realize that self-care is all about you. Now, when I say that, so many, and I mean so many, think that I'm speaking about it in a selfish way. Oh, yeah, well, you know, but I'm a mom and, you know, my kids need me, or my husband and my job. And no, wait a minute. Slow down. Hit the pause button for a second. What I'm speaking about in this way is this, that you have to be ready to do a few things for you. It doesn't mean when you're doing you, that you're being selfish or that you're just kind of eliminating everyone else around you and that you're tapping out on them. No, it just means that you need that moment to just be with you. Now, let me tell you what my, before this pandemic and everything happened, now, my me time was this. I love to get my nails done. I love it, you guys. I can go there and I can get my nails. It's so relaxing to me. I don't care how long she takes. I don't care. Even if it's like that she's running behind and I have my appointment, but she's, I will sit there so like it is no big deal because it's not. Because that's my time for me. And I go there, I get my nails done, I get pampered. I'm just kind of enjoying my time. And my technician is just fabulous. And I mean, her studio is gorgeous where I go to get my nails done. And it's got a great energy in there. So you kind of are in this zone. And that is my me time. Now, the pandemic happened, and I wasn't able to go get my nails done and everything. And so for a second there, I was kind of like floundering. I was like, oh, my goodness. Well, what do I do now? So let me tell you, because I do have such a hectic lifestyle and things that I'm doing and a part of, and when you're a president and CEO of a company, it is, you're always busy. You're always in meetings. You're taking calls. I have the beautiful station here. We're doing our show and everything. Then I have speaking engagements. But what I realized is this. I don't have that outlet, but what I need is just a moment to sit quiet. And I do. I literally take my 10 minutes and I sit quietly. I don't allow a thought to come in my mind, and if it does, I push it away. I really just kind of focus on relaxing and allowing my body to relax. And I've even had a 10-minute power nap before, and it is just dynamic. But it allows me to plug back in and to be able to kind of rejuvenate myself, to be able to tap back in with quality in my day-to-day and in my business dealings and in my family. So, which is a great thing. So you may be thinking like, as a guy, well, how does this help me? You know, I don't like to get my nails done. You know, well, that's okay. You don't have to get your nails done. But fellas, maybe for you, you like to really just kind of go and be with your just have coffee. Like, just, this is going to be my time. I'm going to just go get my favorite coffee. Go get that coffee. Drink that coffee. And maybe you are a person who loves your car. Because I know a lot of guys, and I love my car too. I'm just telling you. I go out, my car, matter of fact, my car even has a name. And he even has a theme song. And so that's how much I like my car. And so literally, I go out there and me and him are just like, cool. We're just chilling there. I drive him and I sit in there sometimes. But that could be your time for you guys. Fellas, you got to be willing to kind of tap into things that you need. Maybe you're someone that who likes to read a book. So get that book and read it. You know, there's different things that you males have to do for self-care as well. Because your providers, your husbands, your business owners, you're probably trying to do the dynamics of taking care of different elements outside the house and all, and keeping everybody safe. So it's time for you to invest some in you too. Because guess what? An island is not strong alone. And when you don't really take care of yourself, it wears on you. And it erodes everything about you. So, you know, I want to speak with you in regards to how self-care really looks for each individual, because it's different for each person. And when I say this, because I always look at it that, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, Sonia, you know, how do you even start building a personalized self-care plan? Well, this is what I was going to tell you all about. This is something special that I've launched. And I'm going to tell you, now, fellas, pay attention, because you got to hear this. So this is called FemCare. Now, I named it that because a lot of you, well, there's nothing feminine about me. I'm a man. Yes, I know that. But see, when people hear self-care, they instantly think of it as being a feminine thing. But it's not. It is a person thing. And I named it FemCare, so maybe it will help you to tap into the softer side of self to treat yourself with a little self-compassion. Oh, I'm clever, right? The lady said, oh, I like that. So I'm real clever with my wording and trying to think of how this can really resonate with each person, because that's the point. It has to resonate with you when you're talking about self-care. See, the program that I'm putting together and I've put together really focuses on you developing a vision board for your self-care routine leading into 2022 and beyond. See, you all only can sometimes see it in a small scope where you need someone to help you broaden it. And I always tell you about that singular vision to ocular. So that's the point. I want to put you in a singular type of vision or sight because I want you to focus on you. So FemCare is going to do that. We're going to have it on Zoom where you get to come into the Zoom room, and I say to everybody, make sure you got your cocktails and your mocktails, got some snacks, and be ready to have fun so you can do your vision board to take you into self-care 2022 and beyond. Now, how dynamic is that? Because literally, I'm going to help you start investing. Remember, I teach and I tell you all that the greatest investment that we can make at many times is in ourselves. Because when we place real value in us, Y-O-U, M-E, it means that I'm putting something in there that has such a price tag on it and that it is going to give me such a great return in the long run. It's dynamic because, see, you may not have even looked at it in that sense, because that's how self-care is. Self-care helps you to take care of you so you can be whole. So listen, maybe self-care for you looks like, look, I'm going to get into a new routine so I can get control of my heart and everything. Maybe you need more exercise. Maybe you need to have a better diet, hydration. Maybe you need to get a sleep routine. Maybe you need to have more of an exchange, because see, this is the thing. There's eight dimensions to self-care and that love in that channel there. So the eight dimensions that I always speak of and that most people miss is that there's an emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, occupational, physical, social, and spiritual. Okay, I'll go through those again because I said them so quick. The ladies were like, wait a minute, you flew through those too fast. Okay, so here we go. So there's eight dimensions, okay? There's emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, occupational, physical, social, and spiritual. So these eight dimensions, if they're kept in a healthy balance, it can have a higher level of wellness for you. And so many people don't realize that. And see, life is dynamic, and it really is dynamic. And so are the dimensions of wellness, though. See, when we really tap into that and being well, it has such a dynamic dimension and it has such a dynamic effect on us on a daily basis. I look at like athletes that are really kind of tapped into their self-care as well as their position as a professional athlete. They have such a balance. And then they're kind of like structuring things that they can have a good, healthy balance between the two. Even entertainers, there's different entertainers too that really are focused on that. They're focused on their eating. They're focused on their balance. They're focused on their spiritual life, their emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, occupational, the whole thing. And you see when they have that balance, how they're doing things and moving differently than others that are around them. And that's how we want to be for ourselves, too. So, you know, I always tell you that modifying things and change can be difficult. But sometimes we, as people, have to be comfortable in discomfort. Remember that discussion? If you don't remember it, go back and listen to it. Because there's key elements there that will help you to even tap into self-care on a deeper register that you need. And then the other element is this, tap into femcare so you can develop the proper skills, the proper tools, and the necessary techniques that will help you to walk into 2022 and beyond with the right mindset. Because remember, 2021 and beyond, as I told you, is a growth mindset. And that's what we're living in. That's what this whole thing is always. See, we're always in that circle. I'm always taking you around that circle because I want those dots to connect. I want everything to be structured for you, whispers, that you can see a clear picture. Because if we don't start taking care of us, we won't have the opportunity to really share in beautiful things in our family's lives, friends' lives, even the things that we may be trying to develop and have. So that's why I want you to really invest in your self-care. And ladies, stop pretending that you don't have time. Because if you can spend half an hour on the phone with a good friend, just chopping it up over nothing, you can take 10 minutes out for you. Fellas, if you can take 30 minutes just to just do nothing, watch the football game, and maybe that's how you do self-care is by watching a football game. Maybe that's how you kind of tap in. But really, self-care is a little bit different than that. It's taking yourself and being with yourself and doing something for you, investing in you to help you to become a better person, well-rounded, having the mind to relax. The body needs time to decompress. When you're watching football, you're amped up, you know, and especially if your team is playing, you know you're amped up because trust me, The Giants are playing. I'm like, yes, here we go. Let's go, guys. Let's go get them. You know, and you're really charged up for it. But see, self-care is different because self-care will either allow you to go outside, get that fresh air, feel that crisp air. If you're on the East Coast, it's real cold. It's right now. And you get out there and you get to breathe it in, have your lungs filled with the air. Even if it means just stepping out on your front porch, do it. Let yourself stand there for 5 to 10 minutes and just take in the air. If you're on the West Coast, enjoy it because your weather is beautiful. Tap into it. All my friends that are listening in other countries, do something for you. Get involved into things. Go for a hike. Go for a walk. Social distance yourself. You don't have to be around everyone to just have time for you. So it is imperative for us to really go and really invest time in ourselves. You know, I can do this discussion and talk about this for hours. And I can really tell you, I can talk about this particular topic 4 hours. Because I know how important it is for our minds to need that quality of shutdown. Because see, what many of you don't realize is that when we take those times to just kind of get outside or to just decompress totally, there's a part of our body that we have that oxytocin. And oxytocin is something that actually in the brain, it's like a decompressant almost. Like it causes you to be calm. It lowers your stress rate. And it's that natural kind of euphoric moment that it gives the brain. Then there's the other elements of the dopamine, and then there's everything that's the uptake. But when we want to do self-care, we want to decompress. And when we decompress like that, what happens is it generates new cells for the brain. See, and when most people don't realize that, when that happens, that allows that brain to be able to function healthy. And it keeps it young. It keeps it agile. It keeps it thinking. It keeps everything just firing correctly. So that's one thing that is so important for you all to understand. And trust me, everything that you need to get done will still be waiting for you if you just take 10 minutes out of your day. I promise you, it will be sitting there waiting for you like, hello, here I am, I'm over here. It will be just waiting for you. It won't have any problem waiting for you at all. So I challenge you to really try to tap into this because this is something that all of us need to be mindful of. And that all of us need to have a moment to really try to do better for ourselves. You know, you're valuable. And if you don't start taking care of yourself and really seeing that value, it doesn't matter what anyone says. It just won't happen. And you'll constantly keep using that excuse of, I don't have time. Well, then maybe then you need to really look into, is it that you don't have time or you don't want to have time, or do you need help with your time management skills? See, all of these effects and these different pieces go together. And so you might even need to tap into a specialist like myself that can maybe help you to set those goals and those boundaries that you need. Because if we can't do it ourselves and we can't seem to figure it out, we may need that professional help. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's no reason to even feel guilty if you need help in balancing your life. That's why we're here. That's why there's so many professionals out here. There's coaches, there's therapists, there's counselors, there are DIY projects for you now and everything else. Because let me just tell you, the self-care business is a billion-dollar industry because they know how important it is for people to really start investing in their care. So invest in you. you'll make the best investment you could ever make is when you do that for yourself. You know, Whisperers, I love being able to have this kind of discussion with you all, to invite you into this space, and that we get to talk like this, and that I get to just really pour into you. And that's why also our newsletter is called the Whisperers Exchange, because I want to exchange information with you. I want to bring value into your space, and I'm so honored that you will come here and listen to me and allow me to develop topics like this. Because every so often, we need someone to give us that reminder. And every so often, we need someone with sincerity to say, hey, you are definitely worth it. And that's what you all are to me. And I appreciate it. You know, before I wrap up, I also want to share something with you all. I have a special mission that I'm on for the month of December coming into January. And this is the first time that it's ever been done, and I'm excited to really bring this to you all. We have partnered, and as many of you all know, that I am a part of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I've been with them since 2015, when both of my nieces tragically passed away from AML. And literally, it affected and it hit our family so hard. I knew I wanted to lend my voice, my knowledge, and my energy to this beautiful organization. And it was established in 1949 in New York City. And they have really worked tirelessly to really help families that are dealing with children with leukemia and lymphoma. And this is one of the leading causes of our young people dying. And blood cancer is the enemy. And by far, it's the enemy. And it's taking them from us too soon. So what I've done with partnering with them, we're going to be sponsoring a specific family. And what you all don't realize is that these families that are receiving treatment or have to travel to go receive treatment for their children is that there is no kind of expenditure that is given to them or some kind of like vouchers that are given to them. This is totally out of pocket. So if there's parking fees, restaurants, food, hotels, toiletries, it all comes out of their pocket. So we've partnered with the campaign that normally is for Light the Night to be able to do this special campaign. And this is the first time that they've done it. They had to even get approval to open up the window so we can take donations. We're trying to raise $7,000, and that is not a lot of money, but we need your help. I've put a live link into the description box and even in the chat boxes for all of you, that please, if you will just go to pages.lls.org/LTN/EPA/PHI21/SLARAE. That's Sonia LaRae. That's S. LaRae. And donate. I don't care how much you donate. Every donation is wonderful. You can give $5. If you can only give $1, just give and let it be from your heart. Because really, in all honesty, we're trying to help and we want to make a difference and we want to try to bring a little sunlight into the darkness. So with that being said, I just appreciate you all so much. I look forward to you all connecting with me on Instagram. I'm at whispersinabottle_podcast. I'm on Twitter at Whispers, that's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And don't forget, if you guys are on Clubhouse, come and connect with me. I have my own club over there. It's dynamic. It's the Roundtable of Intention. It's live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you think I'm having discussions and dropping jewels here, you should join me over there. I'm a part of the Moms Link. I'm a host in another room, kind of like almost like a TV show even. It's pretty dynamic over there and making some great connections too. So I look forward to connecting to you all over there or just on social media. But please make sure that you tap into our mission and click the link that's in the description box. It's so important. We really need your help. And, you know, I just appreciate you taking your time and spending your afternoon with me. So listen, you're listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Loray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. I hope you all have a safe weekend. Wear your mask. And don't forget, self-care is not selfish care. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.